Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Messengers Radio. I am your host, Catherine Van Wetter. I have the privilege of interviewing authors who are inspiring listeners worldwide. And we have been doing this show for about 4 or 5 months now. And today, August 1st, will be our last show for a little while. We're going to take a little sabbatical and refocus, and we will let you listeners out there know when we will be doing another show again. You can also please check the archive shows at www.authenticmessengers.com/blogtalkradio, and please also check out our Facebook page. And if you like what you're hearing, give us a thumbs up. If you know someone who may be interested in being on our show, please let us know. And today I'm so excited to have Kaya Murphy. And I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name. I just came back from a long work. And so anyway, today's show is going to be stronger, happier, and more purposeful. There are no shortcuts in life. Everyone pays the price. Some pay the price of regret, and others pay the price of discipline. It's a personal choice. When you look outside yourself, you dream. When you look within, you realize. It is easy to make a laundry list of your wants. Focus on your list and figure out how much of it is imperative for you to grow stronger, feel happier, and find meaning in your life, to live a life that transcends the need for fear-driven survival. So thank you for joining me. And again, I apologize if I didn't pronounce your name right.
No, you did pronounce my name exactly the way it is said. So thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I know, I do believe that we've talked before, and it was a wonderful opportunity to be with you. So we'd love to talk about a little bit about how you got involved in what you're doing now, which I recognize I didn't really introduce you as what you're doing. How can we just start and just start this wonderful dialogue?
Well, thank you for the opportunity again, you know, because we did have a conversation last year, or maybe in January, we did have a conversation.
Yes,
and we are back again. And I think your show is almost a year old now. So you have been around the block, ladies. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing people, amazing conversations, always inspiring, always sharing, always giving. You know, heartaches, heartbreaks, challenges, triumphs. That's what life is. You know, we get
yes.
to choose whether we want to win or learn, you know, because
mm-hmm.
there is no losing in life. The only time we lose is when we don't learn. That's a fact.
Right.
So in anything,
yeah.
so in this, and there is always a message in the mess. You know, people have mess. We are human beings. We have a messy life. So, but if we look for the message, then it's like a privilege to be able to experience the mess and then walk through it and come out as an inspiration for someone else. That's what I
yes.
think. That's what I believe in.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your work now, I sense more than ever is to really help people remember that, because there certainly is a lot of disruption, deconstructing and reconstructing, and wondered if you could talk to our listeners about how to stay in somewhat or hopefully a balanced space without fretting so much about what's happening now, because there certainly is a lot of room for fear and anxiety, and wondered what you had to say in regards to that.
Fear and anxiety, wonderful. this is what I tell my clients. I have told this to my clients from the very first day when I opened my shop as a hypnotherapist, healer, life coach, is you get to choose whether you will live in your fear or step into your own faith. And faith is not a religion or a god outside sitting in a church or a temple or in the high heavens. faith in yourself. And faith is not a lip service. Faith is grace in action. When you take action, knowing that come what may, at least you go to bed knowing that you did what you could to the best of your abilities, then you are in faith. And you're living your life. And every day, everyone is doing the best they can with what they have and what they know. You, me, and our audience, each and every one of you who's listening right now. So, yes, you can choose to live in fear, or you can say, well, this is what's going on right now. What can I do about it? There are three ways we can look at life. One is, okay, this is how I'm going to respond to life. Because you're coming from your own personal power. And power is not force. Power is, again, peace. And the second way you can do is, oh, I will react to life. Okay, I hug you, you hug me. I kiss you, you kiss me. I kick you, you kick me. You know, like things happen and then you react. And then there's retort. And retort is reaction with a lot of anger. You get to choose how you are going to receive life every single day. Are you going to respond? Are you going to react? Or are you going to retort? So whatever is happening in the world right now is because of the things that happened in the past. And this is just like a karmic deluge that's going on. You know, like when tsunami hits our shore, because I live in coastal California, when tsunami hits my shore, which it has done in the past, it's not because something that happened right now. Tsunami is not happening right now. The earth has been moving and shifting, and the waves took place months ago. So they can tell, the meteorologists can predict months ago that the waves are coming, and so we can go to shelter. And it's the same way. Whatever is happening now is because of things that happened in the past. Maybe you did something, maybe you did not do. And sometimes not doing is also doing. So now that we are in this, every day it's a personal choice whether I'm going to step into my power and respond to this, or am I going to just pretend I'm a victim and react to it, or whether I'm going to be like really miserable and angry and just constantly keep playing this blame game. Oh, it is someone else's fault. It is someone else's fault. It's someone else's fault. Our consciousness in a democratic society, our consciousness creates our leaders. So our leaders, our elected officials, are a representation of our own consciousness, whether it is our light self or our shadow self. It doesn't matter. But it is a representation of our collective consciousness. So start stepping into that light. And, you know, things will change because nothing stays forever. Nothing stays the same forever. Good things don't stay forever. Bad things don't stay forever. But if you hold on to the bad things and you keep reacting to it and retorting, then guess what? You're just going to stretch your own misery. So going back to, you know, living in your own faith.
And even saying good and bad is, it just is what it is. There's a beautiful saying that says life is too perfect to be fair, and that everything is happening as it should and as it's meant to be. And I, one thing I neglected to tell listeners is, as I was introducing you, was the fact that you were born in India. And it, as you were speaking, I realized how many people here in the United States, I'll say specifically, although globally there's this huge shift happening globally because we are all one, how many people within the United States have forgotten where they've come from, have forgotten the internal wisdom of who they are and the power that we are, the innate power that we have within ourselves. And so as you were speaking, I'm reminded of the mystics and the beauty of the wisdom keepers through the elders and Native American and different indigenous tribes. You reminded me of those that are doing the kind of work you're doing, that you and I are both doing. It's as if to elicit the remembering in those who have forgotten, and to wake them up from the inside out. I wondered what you had to say about that.
Yes, everything is an inside-out job because a simple example would be when we look at our garden and if we see a weed and you go and spray some Roundup on it, what are you going to do? Just have a patch of yellow grass. The root is so deep that it is going to just come up. You know, you have a barren lawn with yellow patches on it, and there are your weeds sticking out. So similarly, our consciousness, it's an inside-out job. Like when people say, you know, I'm seeking healing, when people come to Ventura Healing Center for healing, and I tell them, healing means not like going on a vacation, I'm going to feel good now, and then I'll go back home, and when you come back home from vacation, all you have is suitcases full of dirty laundry and credit card bills and work, you know, emails. So that's not what healing is. Healing, the word in Sanskrit is adhyatmikata, which means growing stronger from within. So from within, we need to change from within. We need to grow strong from within. You know, happiness is an inside job, you know. Peace is an inside job. Love is an inside job. So it's like I cannot expect you to fulfill my inadequacy in self-love. You know, that's... I have to love myself. I have to heal myself. I am responsible for my personal happiness, my personal peace, everything. And change, you know, when people talk about change, and like, and change is very surfacial. It's like the chameleon. It changes its color. Like it's on a red flower, it looks red in color. It's on a green leaf, it looks green in color. It's on a brown branch, it looks brown in color. Why? People are changing according to the environment to survive. And it goes back to the saying, when you're in Rome, live as Romans do. But truly, transformation is what happens when the caterpillar dies and the butterfly is born. So that is transformation, because a butterfly cannot untransform itself to the caterpillar. So once you have gone through transformation, through the death, so the worm needs to die so that the butterfly can fly. So similarly, people are stuck in their past issues, you know, their childhood, their adolescence, their youth, and they want to be 25 again and 25 forever. And I'm like, really? All the experience and the wisdom that you have of time, why would you want to go back to that? So that's what I have to share on change. Look for change from within, and that is transformational. And it is sustainable. You can sustain your own change on your own.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the metaphor of the caterpillar and the chrysalis, because it's been likened that what we're going through in the United States is becoming a culture that's become very slothful in some ways. And so in many ways, we're in the chrysalis stage, where the beautiful imaginal cells, which come awake during this transformation, are coming awake. And what's amazing when the caterpillar does go through the process, that everything gets mushed up except for the eyes, which is phenomenal. And to think that we're going through our own chrysalis. And I thank you for that reminder of that metaphor. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So how... with bridging the head, the heart, and the body, and I'd like to also say bringing in the emotion into that, how does one begin to bridge all those instead of having someone's body live 40 blocks away from their head?
Yes. You know, like when I was growing up, I used to hear people say, oh, she's a thinker, oh, he's a feeler. So we grow up with that, like some are thinkers and some are feelers. But it's not true, because even thinkers feel and feelers think. So it's just like one is more dominant than the other. And if you ask a thinker, you know, so tell me what you feel about it. And the response will be, let me think about it. And when you tell a feeler, when you ask a feeler, what do you think about it? It'll be like, I don't know, but let me tell you what I feel. So, and the dichotomy, the paradox that a human is because thoughts are not aligned with feelings and feelings are not aligned with thoughts. And the reason being, and I can tell you because of my background in hypnotherapy, which is subconscious behavior strategies and modification. Our subconscious is where our memories are stored and the emotions attached to each memory. For example, like when you think of a chocolate, maybe you want to have chocolate or maybe you don't want to have chocolate, and chocolate doesn't care either way. It's the association, it's the emotional charge behind the representation of chocolate. Similarly for spinach. So, and spinach doesn't care either way, but, you know, maybe you want to have it or you want to run away from it. So this is what creates the pleasure-pain syndrome between which humanity vacillates nonstop. And this happens as to our subconscious. And our subconscious is where our memories are, based on which we have feelings. Now, our conscious mind is where our thought process, because it's our neocortex. This is where our thought processes originate and continue. It's based on the adult information that we have acquired, and that is what we are thinking. So we have to learn how to align the two, you know. What is it that you are feeling that you are not thinking? And what is it you are thinking that you are not feeling? And it is a process that you go through, and it's always good when someone helps you go through the process, which is what I help my clients do. They drop into the no zone, which means the sea center. Literally, their gut, their solar plexus, the seat of power. And then they start flowing. So the whole idea is constantly to come to your center, come to your middle path. And you can align your head with your heart that thinks, your heart that feels, and your body that knows. So it's your body-mind, there's intelligence, your heart-mind, where there's intelligence, and then there's your mind-mind, your thinking mind, and then there's your spirit-mind. There's intelligence over there, too. So your intuition, your instincts, and your intelligence, they are all telling you the same thing. So go with it.
Yeah, and it feels like that many, and I don't mean to generalize and say a blanket statement, people have lost their way. It's like losing their Northern Star because of all the fear that so many are experiencing, and their frontal lobes being overloaded and going back to their old brain with the reactivity. So if someone finds themselves in the space of not being able to make good decisions, or perhaps even reaching for that extra wine or that extra bottle of beer or the pills, how can someone, is it the awareness that someone becomes aware to start shifting that, or what do you tell some of the folks here?
First thing I will tell people is stop lying. Stop lying to yourself. Okay, just stop lying to yourself. That will be the first thing. And today, this morning, like every morning I have to write, because I have two addictions. One is writing and one is singing. And I have to do both of them every single day. Otherwise, I don't like myself. Forget anyone else liking me. I won't like myself, you know, because by the end of the day, you know, like after 2 p.m., I'm like, can I just go sleep? So this morning when I was writing, what came through me was yoga. So on my page, you know, coachkea.com/yoga, I just started writing. So I wrote 2 pages. One is like a generic page, which is like an anchor that will go out to all my posts. And I wrote some generic guidelines of, you know, white yoga and yoga for the skeptic, for the urbanite, you know, for the thing being. And yoga is not something you do to get a unique body that you can twist like a pretzel. That's not yoga, okay? I mean, that's how yoga comes across in this country right now, unfortunately, and it scares people. But actually, yoga just means yoga. Yoga means to unite, uniting the mind in the body, because your body is only present in the present. But the mind is constantly vacillating between memories of the past and dreams of the future. But when you are doing your yoga, when you are present in your body, your mind cannot go anywhere. Because in that posture, the moment your mind goes, you're going to, it'll be like Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Your mind is completely present in your body. So when you do this, and they're very simple techniques, you know, and people are so generous all over the world. You can go to YouTube and look at simple things to do in yoga, just beginner's yoga, okay? And it could be just sitting with your feet flat on the ground, you're sitting on a chair, put your hands on your thighs, and just breathe. Just breathe. Watch your breath flow through your nostrils into your chest. Your chest is expanding and contracting. Then your breath flows down into your belly. It is just, you know, rising and falling. Just watch it. And then the breath comes out, you know, all the way through your lungs, into your nostril, and it flows out. That's yoga. You cannot stop anything else. When you do this, and even if you do it for 1 minute, one of my teachers, he says, M&Ms, you know. So 1 minute meditation. So if you can just do this and then make a decision, your decision is right. It is not coming from fear. You know, you're being proactive because your whole body is eased out, calm, your heart is relaxed, your mind is silent, still, and you go forth, you're fine. And it just takes 1 minute to get into that space.
Oh, that's beautiful, and it's right under our nose, so to speak, with the breath. What you said, and it rung home so loud with the people to stop lying to themselves. And I've heard myself often talking to groups and to individuals about the importance of, and the freedom that comes and the empowerment that comes from being fully responsible and accountable for where one finds themselves in their life. And that lying almost as a way to counter the reality, of course, I guess that's why lying does that, but it becomes so habitual, people feeling like they can't change. What do you have to say to folks who feel like, well, I'm not lying, I can't help it, it's a habit, or, you know, I reach for the extra drink because it's been with me forever, or that extra pill, or the same sort of relationship? And I recognize I may be asking a bigger question than what you're able to answer, but just teasing that apart a little bit of how you'd respond.
Okay. So, yes, when we reach for, see, in life there are two things, okay? You think what you think, and you think because of what you know, okay, what you have been told or what you perceived as your reality, okay? Your body in this moment, on this day, okay, August 1st, 2017, whatever it's going through, it is going through. Okay, there's no fighting it. Can't. Okay? What you have in control is your emotions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can go for two things. Either entertainment or attainment. Because everything is an entertainment. Everything is like you're distracting yourself. You're like sidetracking. Oh, let me go for a drink. Let me watch a movie. Maybe there's a show. Let me binge on Facebook. Let me go to Netflix. Whatever you do, okay, they are all entertainment. And they are not attainment. If you really want entertainment, go drink some water. Just sit with a glass of water and don't gulp it. Just keep it in your mouth and enjoy the coolness of water in your mouth. And finish the glass. It might take you 5 minutes, but do it. And suddenly, again, because you're doing it so mindfully, it's a yogic exercise, you will be like, wow, I feel so good. I feel new. In fact, I love myself. I don't need to do anything else. And a very simple exercise, which we did, you know, in India back when we were little kids, and nowadays, it's been recently on the news too, is like if you hold your ears with the opposite hands, you know, like you reach out and take your right hand, and grab your left earlobe, and with your left hand, grab your right earlobe, and sit up and down, okay? Just stand up and sit. Stand up and sit. And some of you may say you have bad knees and you can't go all the way to the floor. Just squat on the chair and get up. Just do this exercise with your head. Do it 5 times, mindfully, breathing and breathe out. So inhale and exhale, just holding your ears. Your entire circuitry in your body is going to change. And after that, you'll be like, no, I deserve more than this alcohol. I deserve more than, you know, Facebook or Netflix or entertainment or television or whatever. Because alcohol, when you reach out for it, people think of right now pleasure. They do not think of the long-term consequences. What happens when you drink, you know, alcohol? Just think about it. Or any form of addiction, whether it's legal drugs or illegal drugs. When you have high blood pressure, it's not because you are having a deficiency of some chemical the doctors have prescribed. It's because of something else. So stop lying and really look at, why do I have high blood pressure? Why do I have diabetes? Why do I have arthritis? Why does someone have dementia or cancer? And go back to your body and start loving it and take care of it, and your body will be so happy and so grateful, and you can reverse everything. You can reverse everything. There's a long list of it that I can share, but, you know, time is limited. But anyone needs to know anything, they can call me or write to me. Or just Google it. You will find it. People are generous. The information is out there.
And if you like, I can be generous and say, if you would like to talk more, please know that that's a possibility. Unless, and I know that we did say early on that it would be a half an hour show, but this has been so engaging and so worthwhile. So I'll leave it to you if you would like to talk more or have people go to your website, because what you've offered is so yummy, and I really appreciate the groundedness and the rootedness and the certainty of which you're talking, because sometimes it feels that people need to hear the truth of what is, because it will set you free. And how many times do people feel like they can't take it or that you can't handle the truth, the old cliches that come out? And so grateful for how you explained yourself. And again, going back of whether or not you want to talk a little bit more or if you feel complete for today.
Okay, so I'll share some few simple things. Okay, like blood pressure. When people say they have high blood pressure, what do you do? A simple thing you start doing is start sleeping on your belly. Start sleeping on your belly. Like, think of how the cows sleep. How do dogs sleep? Okay? It's a yogic posture, okay? But since nobody can see me right now what I'm doing, but, you know, in real life, all you do is just turn over and sleep on your belly. Sleep on your chest and your belly, okay? Your blood pressure will go down. I can guarantee that. I can promise you that. Another thing, you know, when people have, like, they have a heavy stomach, and I ate, and then they go and have an antacid. No, just turn on your left side and sleep on your side, but on the left side, okay? So that's another thing. Just sleep on your, lie down on your left, and your stomach will be easy. Overeating, that's another thing. People inhale their food. Don't inhale your food. Before you start eating, drink 2 glasses of water. Drink 2 glasses of water, okay? And then eat your food as long as it still feels yummy. The moment you feel like, okay, it's not tasting that good, stop eating, because your brain is sending a signal that it is full and your taste buds are shutting down in your mouth. Okay, they are literally shutting down, so you should not eat. Your stomach should have quarter air, half food, and quarter water. So, and when you eat that way, there is no way you can ever be sick, you know? And your mouth, look at the teeth in your mouth. You have only 4 canines. So if you have 28 teeth in your mouth because your wisdom teeth didn't come out yet, 1/7 of your food can be meat. But if you have 32 teeth, then it is like 1/8, because 4 upon 32 is 1/8. So 1/8 of your food can be meat. The rest has to be vegetables, grains, and fruits. It should not be meat. Because we are not supposed to eat 100% meat. And people just eat meat in their diet. If you reduce it to 1/8, like when you are a child, you eat 1/7. So you can eat a bit more because you have 28 teeth. Now you have 32 teeth. But the other 4 that came out aren't canines. To 1/8, you reduce the meat intake, and your stomach will be so happy, your body will be so happy, because it takes so long to process meat and vegetables. The meat starts fermenting in the stomach while it is being digested, because meat takes 7 to 8 hours to be broken down. So your stomach acids are like actually trying to process rotting meat in your body. It's a fact. So, but if you eat only 1/8 and well-cooked meat, the meat needs to be well-cooked. It should not be like pink and red in color. Your body doesn't. Because our gut lining isn't like the lining of a tiger and a lion. So So these are very simple things. And, you know, I can talk till tomorrow and give all these information, but it's all out there. And, you know, I wrote some stuff,
yes,
which is also on my website. But anything else you need to know, like when people have menstrual cramps, you know, there's a simple thing called Mandukasana, which is the frog pose. And if you can do the frog pose, your menstrual cramps will go away. Things like that, you know.
Wow. What about migraines? Someone that suffers from migraines.
Some, can you believe it, suffers from migraine?
Yeah, I know. What an oxymoron, right?
Yes, you know. So suffering comes from attachment. That's the first thing. So stop making migraine your identity. I will just tell you that. And the next thing is, like, because migraines usually come during sunset. You know, if you are not a person who wakes up at sunrise, then it usually happens around sunset time. You know, that's when people have this dull, throbbing pain. You know, and so I will tell you, just drink orange juice. Have something with vitamin C in it and drink it slowly, mindfully. Don't, like, you know, try to inject it or inhale it, but just have vitamin C slowly and, like, in a drink in the form of a liquid diet. And maybe you should just sleep during the sunset time.
Sunset time. Yeah, my son's had migraines for a long, long time. He kind of follows suit with his father. And I'll pass that along to him. That's a wonderful idea to do that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the work I do where I live is I work with senior services, and we work a lot with clients who are homebound. You know, they've got ailments, and many of them don't have a lot of money, and it seems they're, so many are on many, many meds, pharmaceutical drugs. Their bodies, they have fibromyalgia, they have arthritis, they have PTS stuff, and it's fascinating. The more one looks into the world of infinite possibilities, and with the epigeneticists who are speaking about the generational trauma that gets passed forward, and Bruce Lipton's work about how someone can move through the trauma, and it doesn't if there's an illness or a disease in the family, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna be plagued with it, so to speak, or burdened with it, or it's an opportunity to heal as well. So it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's so refreshing to, again, to hear you talk, a like-minded person of talking about something. And it's frustrating at times to see how many people have been duped into believing or forgetting that they can't heal themselves, you know, heal thyself. And so many seem to have lost their way. And now and more than ever, it's a time, I sense, to pick that up and to be reminded, or to teach others how to fish, to teach others how to stand up after they've fallen so many times.
Mm-hmm. And like you were mentioning some of the symptoms with these elderly people who are homebound, you know, reflexology, just reflexology, you know, just take those pressure points at the feet, hand or ears, and press it. Just press that point for 8 seconds and let go. Okay? Breathe, you know, breathe for 10 or 20 seconds and press it again. And the pain will go away. So you just print out the diagram for reflexology for you, or the acupressure points for your hands and feet, and press those points. And, you know, migraine doesn't stand a chance, because it's just the blocking of the blood flow into that area. And it's cyclical.
Right.
So just, you know, if you're not an acupuncturist, don't use a needle, but you can do acupressure. You can take the tip of a pencil and press that point, you know, on your finger, you know, or feet, or, you know, the ears, and the pain will go away. You know? And just take a printout. That's all I'll take. Just take a printout of the diagram. The acupressure points in your hands, feet, and you can do it. Just the hands. Just do it in your hands, and you can do it. Have relief.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for such an engaging talk. And so how can people get a hold of you and find out more about what you do? Can you please give that information?
Oh, yes. Sure. Thank you so much, Catherine. Thank you for what you do. also, my website is coachkeya.com, CoachKeya.com, or venturahealing.com. And Ventura is Ventura Healing, HEALING.com. And they are both my websites. Or you can look up on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Coach Kea or Coach Kea Online, or Life Path Guide, you know. And it's one word, LIFEPATHGUIDE. And you can get in touch with me, ask me any questions, anything. And anyone who's listening on this call and can refer to Authentic Messengers Radio, I give them 20 minutes of laser coaching for free. So, and I also have, yes, and I have free gifts on my website, which is coachkea.com/free gift. And only for the listeners on this call, and they can go ahead and download the books that's over there and even register, you know, set a time for the 20-minute free conversation of laser coaching with me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And listeners out there, again, if you were unable to hear other shows and if you know of people who could benefit, I know most definitely from today's show, please go to www.blogtalk.com/authenticmessengers.com and go into our archives. And listeners who have followed us, thank you so much, and we will be back. And please be kind, be gentle, know that you have the power to heal from the inside out, and know that you are loved. Take good care. Thank you again, Kea. It was wonderful. Kaya.
Thank you, Catherine.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.